WCKIW, iRadio 76, right here at Bravo, right on Woodward Avenue. Drop by, say hi, but not today because we're not open. So, however, you want to go on the website and make yourself an appointment for Amy or Rebecca or even a little doggy that runs around here sometimes. They can fit you too. It's that easy here. But talking about easy, we have an easy moving gentleman with one of the most beautiful 66 Mustangs we ever seen. If you haven't come by the CKIWI Radio 76 outlet, wait till you see the Frank Carter 66 Mustang outside. It is the it's not beige, is it, Frank?
No, it's a Sahara beige.
Yeah.
Kind of an unusual color, but it is original Mustang color.
How many of those cars were made? There wasn't too many, was it?
No, it's not very commonly used. You don't see many at even a large show.
Right, which makes it, I mean, what's the most common color? Red?
Well, red, black, blues.
The greens?
I think there were a total of 16 colors, exterior paints that could be used in 1966.
It is kind of amazing because you have those, and then you have a very special interior on yours, right?
The interior kind of matches the beige, and but it's an ember glow, kind of a coppery color, and a parchment luxury pony interior.
The difference between a pony interior and the normal one is they have ponies on the door?
The embossed ponies on really on the backs of the seats.
Ah, okay. And so those were the rare ones, right? I mean, that was a pony upgrade?
Yes, it was an upgrade to a luxury interior, yes.
How thrilling. And that's a 289 car, right?
289. It originally came with a two-barrel car, but I've put a four-barrel on it and improved the performance a little bit.
A little bit, I would say. It could make it really breathe. Now, it's got the three-speed, right? Three-speed auto?
It's three-speed automatic, yes.
Isn't it amazing? At one time, that was like, wow.
The standard,
you
yes.
have three speeds forward? I don't have to shift anymore? God bless. I mean, this car is a drop top. And please come by the CKIWI Radio 76. We're right here in front of Bravo. Wait till you see Frank's car. I mean, we've seen it on the World Wide Web, and it was perfect. It is a fascinating car. And what makes it even more fascinating is not only is this car beautiful, but it's a daily driver.
Yes, my wife and I built it to drive and use and run it in the rain or whatever, and so...
You run that car in the rain?
Yes, I have before. Yes.
Will you send us pictures?
Well, it could be washed. Yeah.
This car is not only is it immaculate, but the really cool thing is it's because it is a daily driver. We love people like this because too many times people have cars and they trailer them.
Yes, and they're proud of them, and there's a certain people that demand them that way, and. But we wanted to use ours, and so we did.
What made you buy a convertible?
I never had owned one, but I liked the idea of riding with open air in my hair. So I like it since then. So,
how many shows you go to?
Not too many, but not too many shows, competitive shows. But I go to a lot of cruise ins and traveling days and so forth to certain spots.
But you don't do this for the trophy?
No. I mean, I have some, but it's basically a driver car. Have fun with it.
It is. I mean, you're here with your grandson Cameron, right?
Yes.
Right. And how long of a drive was that to get here?
It's just a little over 100 miles, but in that car... It's an experience, you know. There's no radio and
there's no radio. There's no AM in there.
Well, sure there is, but there's so much background noise that you can't really hear it.
It is an amazing car because you think about back in the day, that was technology.
Sure,
I mean
sure
that
it was.
If the coolest feature on that car for you is
the convertible, I think, and just the whole package. I mean, it's. It has generated a lot of memories, and it brings back a lot of memories, and it's going to make some more.
Oh, it is an amazing car. If you come by and you see it, We're right here at 12 and a half and Woodward. Well, no, we're south of 12 and a half. We're at the quarter mile mark. Matter of fact, Frank's car is exactly at the quarter mile mark from 12 miles. So if you go by, if you see Frank's car, we'll give you a running ticket that will say that you ran a 990. No matter what car you have, push, pull, whatever, a van, whatever. Are you going to get another one of these?
Another 66?
Another Mustang.
I have one more.
You have one more? Why did I ask? What do you got?
I have a newer version, 2013. And
The difference is?
It has 6 forward speeds. It's a drop top, too. And the big new 5.0 Coyote motor in the engine.
So. How does that feel to go between the two? To go back into time and then come up to present day?
Certainly, yeah. They're different cars, and it's still a Mustang, and a lot of common features, but the new one is a hoot to drive.
Is it? Faster, you mean?
Well, it can be, yes.
Okay.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Biggest, I don't want to say headache, but most challenging thing on the 66 to do?
Well, at this point, it's just keeping the day-to-day upkeep and handling the mechanical things that either need improving or fail at some point or other. It's a continual upkeep job. It's not particularly challenging. It's for me, since I'm not mechanically inclined, I need to find someone good that will work with me on it.
I was going to say, they're easy to work on because everything's there, but you got to work on them a lot.
Yes, and you have. I'm a biologist. I was trained as a biologist, so mechanical skills are not part of my training set.
Yay! Cool, and then you take a look at this car and you go, all right, but this car is beautiful, and I mean, this thing is an outstanding thing, and we just absolutely positively are thrilled that you came by today with your car. Ladies and gentlemen, Frank Carter in his 66 Mustang. It's right here, right in front of Bravo Intimates 2Ts and Swimwear. Wait till you see it. And you know the cool thing about Frank's car is you can actually look into it. You know, don't go into it. Don't bring your sloppy hamburger inside of it and try to eat on the pony interior. But you can actually look at this car, and Frank will be more than happy to take a picture with it next to you. Just give it to you.
Okay, sure will. Come by and see it.
Thanks a lot, Frank. Right here, the Beach Boys on the new CKIW iRadio 76.
I didn't hear the offer that I'd give it to you.
I've been cruising my-